And how do you spell the name of the
Koinonia place? Is spelled K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A.
K-O-I.
N-O-N-I-A. It's a Greek word, which means, right now I can't think of what it means, but anyway, it's a Greek word. Clarence was a Greek scholar, a Baptist minister. And
Clarence Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan.
Jordan. Clarence O-R-D-A-N.
Okay.
And actually they asked us to join the community, that invited us to join the community, which surprised us because neither of us was religiously oriented, although Wally had been very active in the Methodist Church when he was growing up. But I was very touched by that, that we were asked to join. And also touched because Clarence said, as much as he was, you know, he wrote the Cotton Patch Bible, translated some for the New Testament. But I so much remember hearing him say, religion is a private thing, it's what you believe. And so I've never heard, I'm sure, anybody who has something of a fundamentalist religion say something like that. And he was very, very funny. I know that during those days before we came down there, somebody came around, like some of the Ku Klux Klanners came around, and once they came, because blacks worked on the farm even before anybody moved there. And so they would eat lunch together. And one of these guys came, I said, "Preacher, I don't want to see the sun set on you having niggers here anymore." And Clarence reached out his hand and said, "Well, I'm so glad to know you. I'm so glad to know somebody who can keep the sun from setting." And he was funny. He died when he was 68, which was much too young, but of a heart attack.